Taking a look first at your news for the hour. Although Lapeer County is working with Tuscola, Huron, and Sanilac counties on a recycling plan, until that plan is completed, recycling in Lapeer will continue with periodic collections. There will be a drop-off recycling event coming up from 9 a.m. to noon on Saturday, April the 18th, at the Schnickler Elementary School on Oregon Road in Mayfield Township. The cost to participate is $4 per vehicle, except for residents of Attica, Hadley, Lapeer, Mayfield, and Metamora townships that pay the cost for their residents. Those who participate have to show their recycling cards, which can be obtained from the township hall. Only having periodic recycling will end once the four Thumb counties approve a multi-county recycling plan. The state demanded counties form a multi-county plan in order to increase recycling to reduce the use of landfills. Also, R&R Recycling at 588 McCormick Drive accepts recyclable items from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m., 5 days a week at no cost. And another news for today. The North Branch Village Council has approved moving forward with a planned street project, as well as increasing pay for some. The council approved hiring Rowe Professional Services for $38,350 to make an engineering plan for the proposed Jefferson Street reconstruction. They also approved doing three soil borings at a cost not to exceed $5,000. And approval was also given to increase the pay for the Planning Commission chair and the secretary to $60, as well as increase the pay for members to $50. Also, approval was given to apply for a grant to help fund the estimated cost of $105,000 to work on the banks of the retention pond on Beach Street. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
Hey Joe, working again? Retirement was boring, huh?
Not boring. Expensive. Food, medicine, rent. Social Security just isn't enough.
I know, and that's why I used BenefitsCheckup.org. It connected me to an extra $1,000 a month.
$1,000 a month?
BenefitsCheckup.org is a free service from the National Council on Aging.
Free? I'm going to BenefitsCheckup.org today.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour. Elkton Village residents will have an opportunity at 6 p.m. on Tuesday, April the 14th, to give their input on park improvements that they would like to have done. That input will be taken into consideration by the council when making recreational decisions regarding improvements. The village has several parks: Ackerman Park, Veterans Park, Centennial Park, and the Pocket Park. The plan is to continue to develop the parks for recreational opportunities using the $60,000 donation from the village's Downtown Development Authority. And in other news for today, the Almont Village Council learned that a planned infrastructure project may be delayed. The project is the reconstruction of East and West St. Clair Streets. Adjustments have been made to the east end of the project to include curb and gutter replacement, and the plan is now to mill, resurface, pave, and reshape the west end of that street. During the meeting, Jarek Rose from Fleece and Vanderbrink provided an update on the project, reporting that the project is experiencing delays, which are affecting both engineering and the application of the Environmental Protection Agency grant. The work on those streets is now expected to begin in July, but further delays could push the start date all the way back to 2027. Upon learning that, the council requested to be updated on the project every 4 weeks. Also, an update on some other projects were done, It was reported that the old mill renovation is progressing with its new roof, siding, and a handicap accessible entrance. And the improvements at the old saddlery complex are also underway. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbarian news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, there are currently no area deaths to report for today. Sunday, April the 12th of 2026. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.